Let us bring in Pat Pagano with the forecast and more. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning, Marshall, everybody. By the way, I still can't hear what goes on the air.
There's a short somewhere going into that, and it won't be fixed for about a week or two. But you can always hear me, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, no problem. Once you come on, yes. Well, I feel like a magician today. You know why?
Why?
Because right now it's cloudy.
Yeah.
And I'm forecasting sunny. So it's like, am I going to just wave my magic wand and say, presto, clouds disappear? Well, I sure hope so. There is a cool front right now through central New England. It's east to west. So it's, you know, cutting across Massachusetts. It's going to drop south. And I believe as that happens, the clouds will begin to break up and we'll wind up with a mainly sunny day. And the highs will be in the low 40s. That should lead to a clear cold night tonight, 10 to 15, even some single digits in some of the colder places north and west. Your Thursday, sunny, mid-30s. Friday, sunny, low 40s. Saturday, cloudy. There's the risk of some snow showers. I don't believe there's going to be any kind of steady snow. I just think it's either going to be flurries or a couple of snow showers because the storm looks like it's going to stay offshore. And the highs on Saturday, mid-30s. So we're not expecting anything significant. Then on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, Groundhog Day, we'll have partly sunny skies and highs will be headed for at least 40 degrees. And the big question, of course, is what will the groundhog say? Well, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it logically, which it never works out that way. When he wakes up, if he sees a shadow, six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, that means spring is around the corner.
Yes.
Well, again, let's bar the TV lights. It's going to be cloudy Sunday morning. So he's not going to see a shadow. So he should say that spring's around the corner. But I have a feeling he's going to say six more weeks of winter. And then to that I say, six more weeks of what we just had? That's spring. In my opinion, we haven't had winter.
It really hasn't.
No. Literally, we've been skating. A lot of people said to me, you know, we are ready for a big snow. I guess everyone is just waiting for the shoe to fall. And it's not falling. That's what happens, Marshall, when you buy shoes that are too tight for your feet.
That's right.
It's just not falling. Now, I looked at Alaska this morning,
because
I was curious to see about the cold air. And it's anywhere from 30 to 46 below zero. So there is plenty of Arctic air over Alaska. And, you know, it's heavy. Remember, cold air is heavier than warm air. That air is heavy. And it will just have to slide down the Canadian Rockies and come into our neck of the woods. And that's got to happen, I would say, in the next 5 to 7 days. That's my thinking. Well, five to 7 days, not necessarily here in New England, 5 to 7 days to reach the United States, which would first be, of course, the Northern Rockies, the Northern Plains. Mm. And those areas are really in big trouble. They had a very, very wet year, from Montana through the Dakotas into Minnesota. Very wet year. And so far, they have had all the snow. Not New England, but they have. And when things start melting, there's going to be really bad, or potential bad flooding in those areas. So that's something else that we have to hope that, you know, we go gradual for them into a warming trench. There's a lot of things to look at. But what is going on, Marshall, with an earthquake again? It was between Puerto Rico and Florida.
Puerto Rico's getting hammered with shocks every day. There's a lot going on. A lot of volcanic activity too.
I know, and your theory with that is that
whenever
that happens, it means the seasons to follow are going to be pretty cool.
Well, cooler because it does block it filters out some of the sunlight. It just does.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my theory there. But now, did I ever ask you this question? I love the movie Groundhog Day. I just think it's a fun movie. It doesn't make fun of Punxsutawney Phil. It plays light with it, or Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. I just think it's a very, very good movie. It's a very funny movie, and I can watch it year after year. Do you enjoy the movie?
Never saw it.
You have to watch
it. You asked me last year, and I said, I never saw it. You said, you have to watch it. I said, yeah, I will.
Because Bill Murray plays, he just plays the most obnoxious TV weatherman. It's just it's the greatest thing in the world. But you would enjoy it. You have to take time out of your busy life and watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. You don't even have to pay for it. If you watched it, you might even make it one of the movies that you do at the lake.
No, we're not doing movies anymore.
That's it, done. That's right. That's it.
We're done with that.
That's history.
That's it. It's definitely going to be shorter next year. I mean, I have to tell you that our editor has been editing the movie. He is approximately 50 minutes into the movie. That's how much editing he has completed. 50 minutes. And to date, those 50 minutes took 42 hours. It's almost taking 1 hour for every minute he edits. So, you know, when you figure that, when he's through, he's got to be putting in easily 75 hours into editing. The association has no idea how much labor goes into this. So that's one of the reasons why we're cutting this down next year.
Smart move.
Definitely. It's just too much. And I'm still working along with him. You know, he'll say to me, I need this clip. You know, and I say, okay. And I'll research it, get the clip, tape it, upload it into the computer, and then there'll be problems, with the actual editing thing. And I'll say, could you see if you could figure that out? Yeah, okay, fine. So it's a lot of work, but at the end it is fun, because 1 month from today is the premiere, and we get to see everybody that we haven't seen since October, except for those who were filming in the city. Okay. And there was only like three or four of them. So we get to see the whole bunch of them. It sort of breaks up the winter. You know, it's like something to look forward to right in the middle of the winter, because the next time we see these people won't be until, Lord knows, Memorial Day.
Yeah. And with some of them, it's a good thing. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, for some of them, you're right. You're right. I totally agree with you.
Well, tomorrow, remember, is Thursday, and Thursday is the day you're going to lock down the forecast for the weekend.
Why? Are you thinking along the lines that...
No, you just said yesterday that, Thursday, 48
it's
hours...
It's always 2 days before, you're right.
Yeah. So we'll have a real good feeling about the weekend.
You're absolutely right. 48 hours, because I have to tell you this before we leave. Just before we came on the air, the NAM, which only goes out to 84 hours, that's a North American model, brought the storm a little closer. Didn't give us much, but it gave Long Island an inch of snow. Huh. Prior to that run, it was saying nothing. Huh. So now we'll have to see. Is that a trend? Stay tuned, folks, as the weather turns.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye, Joe.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.